I look back, I can see how my trajectory, my path changed in terms of the people I was around, my community. Every year, year over year, my community changed. Now, let me define community for you. Community does not just mean someone that you physically get with in real life and talk to. It doesn't just mean some dedicated high-level business mentor. Your community, if you listen to this podcast every day, is me. I'm part of your community. It's whoever is speaking into your life.
Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action.
Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can?
Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast. Josh here. How the heck are you? It's a beautiful Monday. It's been raining in Michigan. I hope you're prepped for a good week. I want to talk today about community plus clarity equals conquer. This is a little phrase I came up with last fall in preparation for our Automate Grow Sell Live experience, which is this live event at our house here in Michigan. And I was trying to really put together a simple framework that helps people understand kind of the recipe for success, right? And so you have these macro ideas, kind of the high level up in the clouds concepts of community. And if you couple that with clarity, then that will equal, you know, you conquering whatever it is that you're trying to do in your business. And the cool part about this phrase is that it's 100% true. It's absolutely true. And but people get confused, right? So it's like, what do you mean by clarity? What do you mean by community? Because there are lots of other things that have to be done in your business for it to be successful, of course. So let me give you kind of my breakdown of it. I know that for me, you guys that follow me and know my story know that I started out in a trailer park, I delivered pizzas, and I started a window cleaning business. Now, I don't typically tell this piece of the story because it just confuses everybody, but there was actually a 2-year window where I stopped my cleaning business and went and did other things and then came back. And I have mentioned it before, it just takes too long to explain. So I just tell people, you know, I started with a ladder on my car and then I built this big business. But actually I did 2 seasons in my early 20s and I built up to about 200 customers or so, just over 200 and something customers. But I was really doing it like a hobby. But you got to also understand that my community at the time, I played in a rock and roll band that was touring around Michigan and playing, you know, shows all over the place. And I had visions of stardom with that. I was working around all the people at the pizza place, and all my family are blue collar worker people. And so my progression towards like thinking big and understanding what was possible with the small business was really gradual. I had already read the book Rich Dad, Poor Dad and some other business books really kind of geared towards real estate investing when I was young. And so I was very excited and entrepreneurial, but I really didn't understand almost anything still, even though I had some fire and passion. And that's why I treated my cleaning business like it was a hobby. You know, I never really went all in. I don't even fully understand why, but I believe it has something to do with the clarity issue in my community issue, right? I was around the wrong people. I wasn't being challenged. I wasn't being pushed. And I had no real clarity of what I wanted to do with my life, where I was going, and all the specifics involved with that, right? So I built it up, and I was making decent money, but it was just a small little silly run-of-the-mill business. Then I got the opportunity to go into the mortgage business. So I worked for Quicken Loans as a mortgage banker. That's where I got all my phone sales experience. And they had a world-class, insane training program. It was like 4 or 6 weeks long, and 60% of the people that went through that class made it through, and 40% didn't even make it through training. They quit. It was so intense and so, like, it was crazy, right? So I made it through that, and I ended up doing very well at mortgage banking, and my commission checks went up every single month for 12 months in a row, but it was wearing me out. I got super unhealthy. I worked a million hours. It was an hour from my house, and it was a very high-pressure job. That was the first time I ever made $10,000 in a month was actually when I was doing that job in my early 20s, right? So it was a cool gig and everything, and I learned a lot, But then I moved to JP Morgan Chase, which was closer to my house, and I had, you know, some kind of mortgage experience, so that kind of got me in the door there. And then after sitting in my cubicle at JP Morgan Chase, that's when I really had the epiphany that I hate my job. I hate wearing a tie to work. I hate building someone else's dream. I want to build my own. Even if I don't know exactly what it is, I was like hyperventilating going to work. Like, oh my gosh, I got to do something else. And I would daydream and fantasize about this window thing, but with a renewed appreciation of what could have been, right? And it wasn't a money thing. I made good money in those regular run-of-the-mill, you know, JOBs, those jobs, right? And when I quit that job to go start my window cleaning business, kind of restart it, if you will, that's when my mom wouldn't talk to me for a week. My wife was pregnant. It was a really critical time in our life. We're going to have a baby. And I was kind of on this fast career track thing. And I just threw it all away to start my cleaning business. But this time it was different. This time I made some efforts to get clear on what I wanted going in from the beginning, and to change my community a little bit. I started spending a lot less time with people that were lower level thinkers or people that weren't driven to build something significant. I became more drawn to people that had big, hairy, crazy ideas. And I started to network with those people just at a basic level. And I did get clear that I wanted to build an automated business that I could someday sell. That's kind of what I set my sights on. For me, it's not money. I'm not motivated by money. I'm motivated by building a machine that where you put a dollar in the top and $10 come out the bottom and I don't have to touch it. Like, I think the mechanics of putting together a company and creating something from nothing is amazing. That's my nerdy kind of driving force, right? I'm also highly motivated by being radically generous. I like to give. I want to be able to give and give and give and support missions and do all this stuff. I love it. It's the best thing on the planet is when I can write big checks. And so those were kind of that was my initial clarity. I didn't have a great short-term clarity, like, okay, what do I got to do for the next 90 days to make sure I'm on pace to hit my goal for the next 12 months, to make sure I'm on pace to do this and that. I wasn't there yet, but I had up-leveled my friends group, and I had up-leveled my level of clarity, and it changed everything. Now, when I restarted my company, if you remember, I said I had 215 or 206, I think, customers that I was certain was going to hire me right back. So when I quit the job, I wasn't worried. I'm like, hey, look, I got a couple hundred customers. You know, we're going to have some revenue. And this time I'm going to take it serious. I'm going all in. I'm like going crazy with it. And long story short, we mailed letters to all those clients. And I only got 6 of them to return. I don't know if they moved. I don't know if they hired someone else. I also didn't like hit them 5 times, which I should have. I just mailed this one letter and thought that that was good enough. And I was so just freaking out, discouraged, right? So I had 6 jobs. That's like a grand or two worth of work probably back then. And that's all I had. And so I did have very, very humble beginnings. We lived on beans and rice. And it was that year and the next year where we ran through all of our savings. We had no money. We had a car get repossessed. We had our debit card declined at the bank. But I'll tell you, as I look back, it's so much easier to look back, right? Isn't it? Isn't it easier to look back and be like, oh, yeah, that was good and that was bad? I look back, I can see how my trajectory, my path changed in terms of the people I was around, my community. Every year, year over year, my community changed. Now, let me define community for you. Community does not just mean someone that you physically get with in real life and talk to. It doesn't just mean some dedicated high-level business mentor. Your community, if you listen to this podcast every day, is me. I'm part of your community. It's whoever is speaking into your life. Whatever words and information are going into your brain, into your heart, and eventually going to modify your behavior because of the types of words they are, whether it's good or bad, that's your community. Your wife, your friends, your family, whatever, all of that's your community as well, but your circle of friends and all that stuff. If you have bad relationships and people that are discouraging or negative about your business, you better make a really hard choice quickly whether you care more about your goals and your business and the outcome you desire for your family, or if you care more about that person who's dragging you down, because they can't coexist very easily. I'm a huge fan of just cutting out the cancer. Get rid of it, right? It's painful for a minute, but then you can live for the rest of your life without, you know, having your business die. So don't be afraid to perform surgery on your relationships, because I did, and it makes a huge difference. And then if you fast forward to today, or actually, let's fast forward to when I sold the company.
So I sold our company. I didn't make $27 billion when I sold my company, but I made a really significant amount of money all at once, like a lot. But it wasn't like a lifetime worth of income. Plus, I would have still worked anyway. So we moved to Costa Rica to have our adventure. And on the way going down there, I decided, you know what? I think I should make a podcast. I think that'd be really cool. And I think I should build like a boot camp type thing to really help people understand what I just finished. Because I had finished the cycle. I had started something from nothing with those 6 clients and then built it into, you know, thousands and thousands of clients and, you know, 8 trucks on the road, sometimes 10 in the busy season. But, you know, 6 to 8 crews for us was pretty normal. And it was all automated. That was my claim to fame, was the fact that I didn't have to touch it. You know, that was always my goal. And that's why it was so easy to sell. I handed a binder to the new owners. And it's like, here's the business. This is how you're supposed to run it. Follow these systems and everything will continue to work, right? But my community had been up-leveling that through that whole process. And then after I got to Costa Rica, it continued to up-level even more. I met so many other entrepreneurs. I was going deeper into my software company. And so I was meeting those types of entrepreneurs and building relationships with people. And then because I started the podcast, I started building relationships with even more amazing people. And people that weren't just on the show, but became friends, you know, where we'd just call and talk on the phone, or we'd, you know, do emails or messenger back and forth and just encourage each other. I'd learn from them. They'd learn from me. And so my network has continued to get stronger and stronger. And as that's all happened, what happens to my personal income? What happens to my net worth? It's going up and up and up and up. Now, you couple that with the fact that I'm really super hyper focused and clear on what I want to do with this business. I'm not clear on exactly how to do all of those things, but that doesn't matter because I'm doing the best I can, making decisions, hiring and putting people around me to drive towards that. So that's my clarity. I have a lot of clarity right now. I have a really strong community around me right now. And that is the only reason I'm going to be able to even come close to hitting our goals this year. Right. And if we don't hit $10 million and I fail just cataclysmically and we do $3.9 million or $4.1 million and it's profitable and all my employees learn and grow and have the time of their life, like that's not a failure, right? It's not a failure. So, you know, here's the thing. You've heard me say jumping off being an entrepreneur is like jumping off a cliff and building a plane on the way down. I want you guys to know that I'm still doing that right now. I already did it with my service company. I'm doing it at a kind of a with higher stakes now with the software company. But here's the good news is that if you do it wrong and it doesn't work and you hit the ground, you don't die. You're not dead, guys. Come on now. You can try again and you can try again. You can pivot. And I want to encourage you all to remember that you are not your business. You are you and your business is your business. Your identity is not or should not be wrapped up in your business. I know that's really hard because I would be super messed up in my brain if our business fell apart and it didn't work anymore and I had to stop doing these podcasts. Like I would like curl up in the fetal position. But the reality is that our business is not who we are. So the whole point of this is to remind you that if you can get clear and hyper-focus on what you want, then worry about the how. If you can get your community tightened up, cut the cancer out, cut out the fat, and be consistent and be active in growing and networking with new people, which I do on a scheduled basis, by the way. Okay, this is a system. Me networking and meeting people is a system. It's important, and you should be doing it too. You also want to make sure, as another quick tip, is make sure that you're adding value to people, not just taking. You're never going to build a good community if you're just the guy that takes all the time. Don't be a taker, be a giver. If you give, good things happen. You don't have to like define it up front. You just want to be around really smart people that have integrity, that are like-minded to you, and you just need to know them. Because magically, almost always, at some point in the future, there's an opportunity, and you'll be able to move on that because your net worth is your network, right? Remember that too. I guess I'll close with this. Community plus clarity equals conquer. I want you to conquer. I want you to get your desired outcome. If you don't know what your life goal is, that's fine. Let's dial in and focus on a 6-month revenue goal or a 12-month goal, and then let's conquer that first, right? You can pivot and change in real time, but just remember, everybody that's speaking into your life, everybody has an impact on the way that you behave. It bleeds into it. It messes with your brain.
So change your community, make some time to get some hyper clarity, and then you can conquer and do what you want. Plan, be smart, take massive action. And remember, you don't die when you hit the ground, and you're not going to die if you make a bad choice. And you're not going to die if you underbid some big commercial account and you're scared and you don't know how to do it, but you do it anyway so that you can learn and grow. Guess what? You're going to survive. And then you're going to be really smart. And then you're going to crush it the next time. So that's it, guys. I'll talk to you tomorrow. God bless and take care.
Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you loved today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.